Welcome to today's episode where we explore the fascinating fallout from the Trump-Musk split. This split isn't just a personal feud, it's shaking up the tech industry in unexpected ways. Let's dive into who stands to gain from this high-profile rift.
The split between Elon Musk and Donald Trump has become a spectacle with significant ramifications. As Musk's SpaceX potentially loses government contracts, Jeff Bezos might emerge as a key beneficiary. With Trump threatening to cut ties, Bezos' Blue Origin could capitalize on new opportunities in space exploration.
You know what's intriguing here? How might this rivalry reshape the competitive landscape in the space industry? And could Bezos really gain that much from this split?
Absolutely. SpaceX's dominance in government contracts could wane, giving Blue Origin a chance to secure deals. This isn't just about space, it's a broader power shift. As Abram Brown notes, Bezos' rival company could benefit significantly if Trump follows through on his threats.
This reminds me of past tech rivalries that spurred innovation. Speaking of innovation, let's turn to Apple's rumored iOS 19 updates. What's the buzz around Apple's upcoming release?
Apple's iOS 19, or possibly iOS 26, is generating excitement with rumored features like a new gaming app and virtual health coach. The most striking change could be the renaming strategy, aligning software updates with release years, similar to car models.
I can't help but wonder, how will this redesign impact user experience? And what about the privacy enhancements?
The redesign, inspired by Vision Pro, promises a fresh interface. Privacy enhancements are expected, with more robust settings to protect user data. As Lauren Forrestal mentions, this could be a big update with a dramatic redesign.
Apple's always pushing the envelope. Now let's explore how AI prompts can spark unicorn ideas, according to Superblocks CEO.
Brad Menezes, CEO of Superblocks, believes unicorn ideas lie in AI system prompts. These detailed prompts guide foundational models like OpenAI's to create domain-specific applications. Menezes calls them a masterclass in prompt engineering.
Here's what fascinates me about this. How accessible are these prompts for aspiring entrepreneurs, and what makes them so valuable?
While not always public, many AI tools share prompts upon request. Their value lies in custom tailoring AI models for niche markets, unlocking potential billion-dollar ideas. Menezes emphasizes, every company has a different system prompt for the same model.
The entrepreneurial spirit is alive and well. Now, let's shift to the financial implications of Musk and Trump's rivalry on XAI's debt deal.
The Musk-Trump feud complicates XAI's $5 billion debt deal. As Musk merges X with XAI, investor confidence wavers. Bloomberg reports Musk seeks $5 billion in debt, yet market volatility affects potential returns.
Could this drama derail XAI's financial stability, and what are the broader implications for AI investments?
Indeed, the feud could deter investors, impacting AI funding. Morgan Stanley's efforts to pitch the debt at 100 cents on the dollar faced challenges, trading at 95 cents at times. The Wall Street Journal highlights this tension.
Financial markets can be unpredictable. Let's move to Anthropic's decision to cut access to Windsurf. What's behind this move?
Anthropic cut Windsurf's access to its AI, Claude, over concerns of OpenAI's potential acquisition. Jared Kaplan, Anthropic's chief science officer, stated, "It would be odd for us to be selling Claude to OpenAI."
I wonder, how does this decision impact AI collaborations, and what does it mean for developers using Windsurf?
This move limits collaboration, pushing developers to seek alternatives. It underscores competitive tensions in AI as companies protect proprietary technologies. Kaplan's reasoning reflects strategic caution.
AI competition is heating up. Next, let's discuss the Trump administration's cybersecurity rollback. What's at stake here?
Trump's executive order dismantles cybersecurity measures from Biden and Obama, citing concerns over digital identity abuse. Critics warn this could weaken national security and data protection.
Could this rollback expose vulnerabilities, and how might it affect public trust in digital systems?
Absolutely. It risks creating security gaps. Mark Montgomery from the Foundation for Defense of Democracies highlights potential threats, emphasizing the need for robust cybersecurity frameworks.
National security is paramount. Now let's explore the UK court's warning on AI-generated citations in legal work.
the UK court warns lawyers against using unreliable AI-generated citations. Judge Victoria Sharp notes, AI tools can produce coherent but incorrect responses, urging verification against authoritative sources.
You know what's intriguing? How might this ruling influence AI's role in legal research? And what are the penalties for non-compliance?
Lawyers face severe penalties for fake citations, pushing for rigorous validation. This ruling could slow AI adoption in legal fields, emphasizing accuracy and ethical use.
Accuracy is crucial in law. Let's transition to the Senate's AI law ban proposal. What are the implications for big tech?
The Senate's proposal bans state AI laws, potentially removing consumer protections. While aimed at easing regulatory burdens, critics fear it could dismantle essential legal guardrails for big tech.
Could this lead to unchecked AI growth? And what are the potential risks to consumers?
Indeed, it could lead to a regulatory vacuum, exposing consumers to risks. Lauren Feiner highlights concerns over losing protections, stressing the need for balanced regulation.
Regulation is a double-edged sword. Now let's delve into online gambling's impact on athletes. How are they coping with hecklers?
Online gambling exacerbates social media harassment, forcing athletes like Gabby Thomas to confront hecklers. This trend pressures athletes to manage personal attacks alongside professional commitments.
I can't help but wonder, how can sports organizations support athletes? And what role does social media play in this dynamic?
Organizations must implement protective measures, while platforms like FanDuel face scrutiny for enabling harassment. The Information's Sarah Germano highlights the personal toll on athletes.
Athlete well-being is crucial. Let's pivot to AI's role in computer science. Is AI threatening or enhancing the field?
Contrary to fears, AI enhances computer science's relevance. Hadi Partovi argues that AI simplifies coding, increasing the need for strong foundational skills in computer science.
Here's what fascinates me. How does AI change the job landscape for computer scientists? And what skills are becoming essential?
AI automates routine coding, shifting focus to problem solving and ethical considerations. Partovi notes, computer science grads have the highest median wage, underscoring its value.
The future looks bright for computer scientists. Finally, let's discuss AI's potential in Hollywood with Runway's CEO.
Runway CEO Chris Valenzuela envisions AI transforming filmmaking. Despite copyright challenges, AI video offers creative opportunities, enabling filmmakers to generate content from simple prompts.
Could AI redefine storytelling in Hollywood, and how might it address copyright concerns?
AI could revolutionize storytelling, though copyright remains a hurdle. Valenzuela's experience since 2018 highlights AI's evolving role in creative industries, balancing innovation with legal frameworks.
Innovation is the name of the game. That's all for today's episode. Stay tuned for more tech insights next time.